Hey, well, yesterday we partook of the bread symbolizing earth. Today we're going to drink some grape and cranberry juice cocktail symbolizing water or liquid. And the earth symbolizes matter in ceremonies like the Eucharist or the sacrament, as it's called in the Mormon Church. When Christ said, "Eat, this is my body," the Catholic Church took this very literally. Their doctrine actually believes that when you take of the Eucharist, it becomes the literal body of Christ.
That's gross. It makes us cannibals.
Did you say uterus?
Eucharist.
Eucharist.
Oh.
It's
the wafer.
But in a way, it is literal in the fact that if we focus upon the spirit, then we have the ability to transmute matter into the body of Christ, so that our physical body, or the matter that we take into it, is actually transmuted, so it becomes a vehicle for the Christ energy. This is what happened in the case of Jesus, in the fact that he was able to use his body as a vehicle for the manifestation of spirit. So there is a literacy around the idea that when we partake of the bread, or the Eucharist, as it's called in the Catholic Church, that it does become the actual body of Christ. It becomes the body of Christ in the fact that if we attain the consciousness of Christ, our body is like a body that is used by Christ, and we transmute the elements of our body to a higher vibration, to spirit. And so that, I believe, is the true meaning of the transmutation, where he said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he gave them bread to eat as a symbol of his body. The second symbol he gave them was wine. Wine is red like blood, and he says, "This is a symbol of my blood," and the blood is a symbol of life. Okay, so partaking of the wine, we have a symbol of the life of Christ that we take into ourselves, so that we, in one of the prayers about him, it says that they shall always remember him, that they may have his spirit to be with them. So in other words, that by partaking of the elements of the Last Supper and the wine there, they were able to, by the symbolism, to share the actual life of Christ. And that is what we want to do by partaking of this tonight. But we're going to take the symbolism farther, because earth and water are just two symbols, two of the great symbol of the four elements. The other two elements are air and fire. And so we will continue the ceremonies into the air tomorrow night, and then the night after, fire. And that will be the consummating one. And hopefully we can experience some fire. Meanwhile, we'll do a short meditation, and then after that we will partake of this together all at one time, of the exactly the same liquid, symbolizing the life of Christ. Oh. Remember, the O dissipates all negativity, all barriers between matter and spirit. And the M sound solidifies our connection with spirit. This time we'll do a short O and a long M. This time just an M. See us all in a circle. See your body filled with light. See the light permeating all of the people in the circle. And at the center, a point of greater light. And we see the Master appear. And he speaks and says that we have partaken of his body. And now it's time to partake of his life essence, so that we can live the life of Christ as if we were the Christ. Come, my friends, ascend. And we follow him through a cloud, and we ascend to a beautiful city. And we see a beautiful building, and the writing above the door says, Center of Life. The door is open. We go inside. And there is a round table. And we sit on the chairs around this table. And on this table, in front of you appears a glass filled with a clear liquid. And the voice of the Master speaks. And says, this is the essence of spirit. Spirit will be joined with matter that is in your physical glass, which will bring you closer to the life of Christ. Take the glass on the table, look at the clear liquid, drink it, and feel how alive it makes you feel, like your life essence is amplified. Now take the drink that is before you, the physical drink. And this drink will join with that spiritual liquid. And hear the words of the Master. Take, drink. This is my life. My life which will flow within your being. So that you will always remember that I am with you. That we are one, and I am one with the Father, and we are one together. Let us drink, my friends.